This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1779. That's a big ask. How to request a significant favor in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Helping someone move, asking for money, or picking someone up at the airport. These are all big asks. Today, find out what you should say to make these requests and maintain your connections in English.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's everything?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Do you tend to ask for a lot of favors of your coworkers or your friends, ask them to help you out with things?
Oh, my coworkers. No, I do ask for favors of my coworkers, definitely. Actually, I sent an email this morning asking for a favor, and I said right away, I have a big favor. I do that, and people are, it's always good when you can ask people favors and people are there to help you out. I mean, Lindsay, how do you feel when someone asks you a big favor, like a really big one?
Oh, a big favor. Yeah. So I feel good. I mean, we came back to this last time we were talking about this on the podcast, right? The context of the relationship, especially in business. If we've spent time building a relationship, I feel good about it because I want to help them. Right?
Yeah. Are you nervous when you have to ask a favor?
Yeah, I have a hard time asking for help. I will say that. I know that. I know that is like one of my challenges in life. Like just thinking I can do everything on my own, right? Is how I am sometimes. It's my tendency, right? Mm-hmm. And so I sometimes do have a hard time asking for help. I will say that. Yes. What about you?
Do I have a hard time doing it? I think I've gotten better.
Yeah.
I think I've gotten better as my life has gotten more complicated. I think the need becomes the need. Yeah. I mean, I'm just talking about my own experience. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. the need for the favor is greater. I think I've like had to kind of become more comfortable.
That's good though. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you get to a point in life where things are complex. You have kids, you have a job, you have a home, a partner, a life, right? You have aging parents. I mean, you have a lot of things going on in your life. So you need to be ready to ask people for favors.
Definitely.
Yeah. By this time, by when this episode comes out, knock on wood, I will have two children. Woohoo! And I'm sure I will be asking favors left and right.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. So, for sure.
I mean, what are the biggest favors you can think of? Like, I think of the show Seinfeld, of course, because when do I not? Like, I think they were talking about, like, you know, driving someone to the airport, picking someone up, moving. What are, like, some of, like, the typical big favors, do you think?
Yeah. I mean, definitely driving or picking someone up at the airport. And that's one where you honestly want someone to offer rather than ask them that, right? Or all of these things, honestly, I guess you do. You want someone to offer first, but sometimes you do have to ask for it. Money, tricky. Oh my God, the worst thing to have to ask for. And then help moving. I'm going to be helping someone move this coming weekend.
Are you?
And I want to do it because I know that my other friend who lives out of town helped this person, my friend Julianne, helped her. And so my third friend from out of town says, if I help Julianne, it'll be like, she's helping Julianne. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you're helping for someone else. Like, so it's like double the power. It's good.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, good luck with that. Yeah. Moving is not easy. I've helped people move. Several times. One kind of cool thing is we have a close knit group of friends. Mm-hmm. Cool. Like they're actually Dan's high school friends and their wives or girlfriends. And like, we've all become kind of close and it's awesome. One of those things where, you know, there's like, because we're so close, like, you know, okay, well, they're gonna, like, you can ask, and then it's like an easy thing to ask. Like, so I there have been multiple times where like an email goes out like, hey guys, we're moving this weekend, like, is anybody around, you know? And no one, like you said about building that relationship, once you get to that really close relationship, it's kind of like, you know, people help each other.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be such a formal ask, right?
No.
Yeah, I love that. That is so good. But yeah, these are very good examples of when someone needs help. It's not easy moving. It is so not easy. We did hire movers the last time we moved because we were done with that. Like, we're done. It's just too hard. But you still have so much you honestly need help with, even if you're hiring movers.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
It's true. So, all right. Well, we are going to get into this expression that we've been kind of hinting at in just a second. But guys, we do want to remind you, maybe you have a favor. Maybe you want someone to help you study for the IELTS exam. right?
I love that. Good point. Yes. You may need a little help. And luckily, these podcasts are free and they're a great way to get started with your plan. So guys, go and check out our other podcast with Jessica and Aubrey. It's called the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. Go and hit follow. Jessica was an examiner for 14 years, so that is clearly the place you need to go to get started to prep for IELTS. Okay, cool.
Absolutely. Lots of fun over there and very helpful.
Definitely. So some favors are big, right? And some are kind of no big deal at all, right? Like, just varies, right?
So today we're talking about an expression that describes a bigger favor, right? Mm-hmm. So Lindsay, what's funny is I had already planned this episode and then we were talking last week and you used it. And I remember thinking like, oh, like, I mean, because I used it.
Yeah.
I used it, and that's why I planned it. And then I remember thinking, like, other people, I remember I said to Dan, because sometimes our conversations, I'll be like, wait, stop, like, I should write that one down, or like, you know, or I'll say, oh, wait, I just said a big ass, remind me to write that one down so I can plan an episode about it. And then I thought, like, I think a lot of people say that. And he said, yeah, a lot of people do. And then funnily enough, I used it.
Yep. And the next week, and this all happened in sequence, right? It's amazing when we plan an episode. And I bet that our listeners have the same experience. When you guys hear an episode on something, some vocab, you actually start to hear it out in the world. Right? You recognize it. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's the weirdest thing when that happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, this a big ask.
Yes, that is what we're teaching today, right? That's the phrase.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's it. Make sure that you pronounce the full word.
Yes. And actually, to be honest, on my call where I had a big ask of someone, I found that I wasn't pronouncing the full word at the end.
No.
So I had to start over. I have a big ask. with a k at the end. Okay, so just be
that's
careful.
Really funny. Yeah, really get to that k sound.
Get don't to that drop k because even for native speakers, it does somehow tend to get dropped.
Right.
When we put ask and then we put something else after it. Right. I asked him about we change it to a t. We do all sorts of weird things where the k just disappears.
Right? Exactly. So what's interesting here is that we make ask a noun.
Yes.
Right? Big ask, right? Yeah. It's usually ask you a question, right?
Exactly. That's what's unique, and that's why we're talking about this, and that's why this is so native and interesting, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It sounds cool. I love that.
Cool.
I love this expression.
It sounds really cool. And you know, it sounds like you used it in your social life or your family life. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I think it must have been that. I can't remember what it was, but yeah.
All right. So then, and I also used it in the business world on a business call. So clearly, guys, it works for both social, family, business.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. All right. So let's give a little role play of how it would be.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Can you pick me up at 4 a.m. from my flight, Michelle?
Wow, Lindsay, that's a big ask.
I know. I'm sorry, but it would honestly be a huge help.
All right. Sure. I can do it.
That can be hard. Driving out to the airport at 3:30, right?
Yeah, that's an example of a big ask for sure. Mm-hmm. Not only the airport driving, because there's usually traffic that goes along with that. It's just not fun, but the time.
Yeah, the airport's the only place that has traffic at 4 in the morning, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way. And find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. So is this formal or is it informal? Can we did say we can use it in business, life, social, family, right?
I mean, mm-hmm. I think in general it has like a less formal sound to it, but like we said, I think that you can still use it.
Exactly.
In business.
It has a modern business feel to it, kind of,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's modern sound. That's what I would say.
Yeah, exactly. So it can be used before asking a favor or to comment on that favor. So are we going to show that too here?
We are. So we're going to do it before to introduce the favor. So here we go. I know it's a big ask, but can you help me move Saturday?
Ooh, that is a big ask. Sure, though. Oh, okay. Very natural and native. Sure, though. Right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. So like here, I used it to introduce the favor. I'm starting out by saying I acknowledge this is kind of a big thing to ask you, right? But I'm going to ask it anyway, you know?
Yeah. And that is kind of, that's great. So that, what purpose does that serve when we use that at the beginning to open it up? I mean, it prepares them to think something really big is coming so that maybe when you actually present the ask, it won't be as bad as they thought. Maybe there's a bit of that. Something like that.
Yeah. I think it's just, it's that. And also, I think it shows a sign of respect. Like, I'm aware that this is annoying. Like
awareness. Yeah.
Yeah. It shows an awareness. And that you, it's like, oh, I know you're going to hate me for this kind of thing.
Yeah. And I like the word imposition, right? Mm. I know this is kind of an imposition, right? It's going to put you out or it's going to be annoying or hard. It's going to make a change in your day, something like that. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Imposition. I'm adding that to our
list.
That's
a good word. And then deciding when a favor is too big to ask, Michelle, how do you know when you just shouldn't ask, or you should just ask maybe your partner and not a friend or not a coworker?
Right. Yeah. Again, well, this goes back to that relationship stuff that we were talking about. You know, if I'm going to ask my husband to pick me up at the airport, well, that's
he has
fine.
To do that.
Yeah, like he has to do.
That's
like
what he signed up for when he married you.
Exactly. Now, is it more complicated if it's during work hours? You know, like there are things that even with people you're close with, it can sometimes be hard if you know that it will be a big imposition. Like you said, like if it's during work hours, if it's during rush hour, you know, there are certain things that then you might have to work work out logistics and things like that. But mm-hmm. the general favor, you know, you can pretty much ask those people anything, whether yeah. or not it's convenient or not. But you know, maybe you'll say, I know, I still might say it to Dan, but I might say like, oh, it's a big ask because I know it's during work. How's your schedule look at, you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So it's more about logistics when it's someone close to you, but when it's maybe a colleague or just a friend who's not your best friend, that can be, I mean, for me, one barometer is sort of how would I feel if they asked me, like, would this be inappropriate if they asked me the same thing? Right.
That could be
totally out of left field and very, very uncomfortable, you know?
Right.
So that might be one way to think through it.
Right.
Deciding.
And also like what we said, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, that's okay. Yeah, I was done. Yeah, what else?
No, like also like if they've done favors for you before, if you've done favors for them before, like how does your favor system work? Like I was talking about with our whole group of friends, and it's like, oh, you know, this one asks for help moving, but of course they would because they helped me move and they helped this one move. And like, it's just kind of almost expected. If you hear someone in this group is moving, it's like, oh, well, we're going to be asked to help.
Yeah. I mean, the truth is there always is this level like social calibration, right? We're always calibrating, even though we don't want to think that or know that, right? It's true. Like we're always, oh, like, have they ever helped me before? Like, should I have I help them? There's always, it doesn't have to be like exactly right the same. But there is some of that we think about, you know, like if even something like asking someone to be like a bridesmaid in one's wedding, right? You think about, was that person a bridesmaid in their wedding? Right. Mm-hmm. That sort of thing. That's a big ask. Right.
That is a big ask.
That's a big ask. People don't necessarily love to do that. It's expensive, right? You have to travel. I mean, you have to spend a lot of money on the dress, but that's an ask where you may think, okay, what have I done for them in the past? Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. I mean, if someone does the big ask, right, you the favor. Yeah. We're just going to go over two quick things that you could say. What's one thing you could say?
Well, you could say, I owe you one. I owe you one. Absolutely. And that is saying, is coming back to the calibration, social calibration, right? I'm going to come back and give you another favor. I'm going to do a favor for you, right? Mm-hmm. So what else, Michelle?
Or I'll get you next time.
Yeah. And that, I feel like that could be used a lot when someone picks up the check, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's a good one. So, all right, let's do a quick role play and then we'll be out of here.
Yes, Michelle. All right. So here you and I are coworkers and you are asking me to finish a project because you have too much work. Ooh. Okay.
Ooh. All right. Here we go. All right, Lindsay, I know it's a big ask. Can you help me out?
Oh, it is a lot, but you've helped me out before.
I know. I promise I'll get you next time.
Okay.
Thanks. I owe you one.
Nice. So again, coming back to the calibration, the first thing I think is, oh, she's helped me out in the past. I kind of owe her. Right. I owe her one now, right?
Yeah. Right. Ah, that's such an annoying feeling, isn't it? If you really don't want to do the favor and it's really an imposition, and then it's like,
and you can't do it. Yeah. Or I think you've said this before on the show, when there's a gap and you haven't made up for something that someone's done for you, and there's just no way, you haven't had an opportunity, that also can be really frustrating in a different way.
Right. Yeah, that is true as well. So let's see. So it sounds like I already asked the favor. So now I'm just acknowledging it and saying, I know it's a big ask. Yeah. Right?
And again, like we said earlier in the episode, guys, I know it's a big ask, or I have a big ask, could go before or after, right? It could go in both places, right? Mm-hmm. And then so you asked the favor and then you said, I know. I promise I'll get you next time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's often used for paying, but you could also use it in this kind of a context.
Yeah, for sure. And then you said, thanks. I owe you one, right? I owe you one. Good. Yes.
Oh, man. Wow. We've covered a lot today, Lindsay.
For sure, Michelle. This is a good topic. You know, people always want to, again, reciprocate. We want to reciprocate as human beings. It comes back to our brains, evolutionarily speaking, right?
Right.
It's like how our brains work. That's how we stayed alive when we were when we were cavemen, right? Back in the day.
That's so, right.
Any final thoughts from you, Michelle, on this?
I mean, don't be afraid to ask, if you need something.
Yeah.
I think, we gave you some strategies or how to ask a big favor. And, you know, the worst somebody can do is say no.
Exactly. That's a good way to think about it. So go ahead and do the big ask.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, Michelle, I'll talk to you very soon. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.